The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, President Donald Trump, what's the latest there, Harley?
Well, he cancelled what was going to be a very secret Afghan peace meeting, peace talks, between the US, the Taliban, and the Afghan government. This was going to happen at Camp David this weekend. But he cancelled it because the Taliban attacked and killed 12 people, including an American. The president said, unbeknownst to almost everyone, the major Taliban leaders and separately the president of Afghanistan were going to secretly meet with me at Camp David today, Sunday. He said they were coming to the United States tonight. Unfortunately, in order to build false leverage, they admitted to an attack in Kabul that killed one of our great, great soldiers and 11 other people. He said, I canceled the meeting and called off peace negotiations. And the reason he says he did it, he said, look, if they can't negotiate in good faith and they want to try to do that sort of thing, he said, they probably weren't very good at negotiating in the first place.
Good on him.
What kind of people, he said, what kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position? They didn't. They only made it worse.
Good on him. Good on him, Harley. California and immigration.
Yeah, well, one of these illegal immigrants who was put through the deliberate revolving door in California has shot the Merced County Sheriff's detective, shot him in the chest. That was a couple days ago. It took him a day to chase him down. They chased him through several counties the next day and finally ran him off the road because of spike strips, you know, disabled the car, that sort of thing. But this guy had been, in this country illegally. And as the Merced County Sheriff, Vernon Warnke, put it, we had him in our custody in January of this year. But because of the folks in Sacramento limiting our ability to cooperate with ICE, we could not turn him over for deportation. The bottom line, he says, is our immigration policies, and he's talking about the state, need to be revamped because we're going to continue to have more of this kind of situation.
Yeah, well done. It's an immigration problem everywhere. We've got it here too. Now, aging.
Wouldn't it be nice if they could slow down the clock a little bit? We wouldn't have to have any more birthdays, no more birthday parties, just days. Scientists say they have been able to do exactly that. Volunteers who were given a cocktail of drugs for a year actually aged backwards. They lost an average of 2.5 years from their biological ages, according to this study. The research showed that the markers on their genomes that represent their epigenetic clock aging, as well as their immune systems, actually improved by 2.5 years despite the passage of 1 year of time.
Yes, Harley.
You don't believe it.
No, Harley.
This came from the University of California.
Thank you, Harley.
In Irvine.
Thank you, Harley. All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow.